Okay,
followed by the cardiologist. I was asking her to maybe ask her cardiologist to maybe just give a trial and see if she really needs to still be on the cardiac medications. If this was, in fact, a Herceptin event that was reversible, of course, I have no way of knowing that.
What the guidelines recommend, and I'm referring to the Heart Failure Society, the American Heart Association, the American College of Cardiology, what they recommend is that if you develop heart failure from whatever etiology and you present as she did with class 3, you should remain on those drugs indefinitely. They do not recommend removal of the drug. We have our data that we've published. When you withdraw, specifically if they've been exposed to anthracycline, within 30 days their heart function will fall back. So we recommend they stay on that. The other thing is once they're back to normal, if they have to be rechallenged with Herceptin or with bevacizumab or any other TKI, tyrosine kinase inhibitor, then they are, quote, on cardioprotective drugs going into it.
That seems to be the practice, at least in the cooperative groups, when the NSABP presented their data on patients who had taken cardiac medications while on the B31 trial. Something, if I remember right, it was about a third of those patients remained on cardiac drugs, you know, with long follow-up. I think they presented 5-year median follow-up data at ASCO last year. So that seems to be the practice in the community, following your recommendations to continue medications. But I still am tempted to want to see some randomized data withdrawal versus not, in specifically in trastuzumab-treated patients, to see how much of it truly is reversible. It might be interesting.
What would be the harm if you took them off it if they didn't have any symptoms and you repeated the numbers in 30 days and they were still normal? I mean, might that separate out the two different groups?
It may. I think we need to know more information, as you said. And one thing that might be helpful that we're teasing out is that perhaps looking at biomarkers, it appears that biomarkers will rise in your bloodstream before the ejection fraction falls. So we might have other information that comes about that we do a simple blood test, and they would come in once a month for these blood tests, and provided it stays normal, they can stay off the drugs.
Such as BNP?
Such as BNP.
Okay.
And then the other thing that you had brought up was the issue of compliance. Converting those patients to regimens that are once a day may help your compliance and your ease as well. A once-a-day beta blocker, a once-a-day ACE inhibitor, you might get better compliance.
And the medicines you talked about, Toprol, Altase, Atacan, those are all once a day?
They're all once a day, and they're all FDA-approved for post-MI heart failure and hypertension. They have 3 indications, and that's specifically why we go with those.